proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program about Jewish belief. We have looked at individuals who claim to be the Jewish Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament. In our last session, we looked at the life of Sabbatai Zevi, born in Turkey. For this session, we will turn our attention to Eastern Europe and a man by the name of Jacob Frank. Jacob Frank asserted that he was Sabbatai Zevi re-embodied. Furthermore, he referred to himself as a reincarnation of the patriarch, Jacob. From his boyhood, Frank rejected studying the Jewish Talmud in favor of learning about Kabbalah, a Jewish mystical system which we'll learn about in future lessons. Jacob Frank became acquainted with adherents of Sabbatai Zevi and ultimately adopted their teachings. These men, known as Sabbateans, gained a protector in the Roman Catholic bishop of Kamianets-Podolsk in Poland. The Sabbateans claimed that, as Kabbalists, they spurned the Talmud. They affirmed, furthermore, that they did not reject the Christian doctrine of the Trinity. Rather, they affirmed that their Messiah served as one of the components of the Trinity. Though King Augustus III of Poland later issued an edict that assured the security of the Sabbateans, they still faced great persecution from rabbinical sources. As noted, when Jacob Frank appeared upon the scene, he proclaimed himself to be a successor to Sabbatai Zevi. Frank also argued that he had received divine revelations that instructed him and his followers to convert to Roman Catholicism. Jacob Frank intended for this to be a transitional stage, a transition from Judaism to a new religious system which he would later unveil, a system which he termed Das, or knowledge. Most of Jacob Frank's followers became Roman Catholics, though a few of them did enter into communion with the Protestant Moravians. Frank himself received Roman Catholic baptism, with the Polish king himself as a sponsor. Sometime later, Jacob Frank was found guilty of heresy. He spent 13 years behind bars. During that time, he preached that the Jewish people could attain spiritual deliverance only by first adopting what he termed the religion of Edom, in other words, Roman Catholicism. After they did that, he continued, Jews would need to embrace Frankism, that is, the belief system promoted by Jacob Frank, which he called Das, or knowledge. E. Frank joined her father Jacob once the latter gained his freedom. Her father's followers acclaimed her as the Shekinah, the purported feminine aspect of God. They also referred to her as the Virgin Mary. Jacob and E. Frank journeyed to Vienna, where the Holy Roman Empress Maria Theresa acknowledged them as proselytizers of the Jewish people. They then moved to Germany, where Jacob Frank dwelt as an opulent nobleman. When he died, his daughter took over the reins of leadership of his group. Advocates of Frankism argued that they did not necessarily have to obey the moral laws. For example, Jacob Frank himself contended that the combining of the holy with the unholy actually produced virtue. His followers, in adopting that practice, sometimes engaged in orgies during their rituals. In that regard, their practices contradicted God's exhortation for the Jews to become a holy people. Jacob Frank served as another example of a Jew who led his people astray by falsely claiming the position that belonged only to Jesus Christ as the promised Jewish Messiah. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson about Jewish belief.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.